effectively mediating these cases requires a bit of self-evaluation. One, to identify your personal bias and professional limitations that might influence your attitude and your behaviors towards a battered woman. Two, identifying your personal bias and professional limitations that hinder your ability to respond to the complexities of the situation. And three, to explore the unrecognized biases that cause you to make assumptions about victimization based on religion.